Welcome to the
Love
show.
Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass, your host, and this is Empowering Your Mind with So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Happy holidays to you all. So glad that today has just really been a busy, hectic, crazy kind of day, but we're here to give you your empowerment. This is Monday. And we're the first day of the week, and we move right along and growing whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's a business, whether you're needing empowerment, encouragement, growing a church, a cause organization, it doesn't matter. Just personal development is all about you. And so for 2017, that is what we're going to focus on is personal development, building, continuing to grow you. That's where we are. We want you to be great because when you're great, the people around you get great, and you become greater. And so does your circle around you. So we want you to go get yours. Today we're talking about going and get yours, whether it's your income, you're going to go back and get your family, you've been lost in your businesses, you've been caught up at work, or you've been trying to get a new position, or you're in school and you're a parent, you know, whatever the situation may be, you're going to get your family. You're going to take a hold of your health, your relationships with your friends, whether it's coworkers, you got to form some type of relationship with these individuals. You're going to increase on your wealth, your net worth, your revenue, and spirituality. Of course, we cannot leave that out because without that, all the other things are kind of irrelevant because you need your spirituality intact in order for you to build your income, your family, your health, your relationships, your friendships, and your net worth, your value, your net worth increases, you do know this, when your spirituality is in sync. You really, really realize that. And here at Empowering Your Minds and So Real, we keep it real daily by creating that greater in you, which is your spirit. Your spirit self speaks to God. It goes to the Father on your behalf to bring you back the information that you need to grow. Make a decision on what you want. 2017, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is right around the corner. It is 10 days away, give or take a day maybe. 10 days away, yeah. And we're moving forward. 10 days away. How many of you are ready for the new year? Are you honestly and truly ready for the new year? Okay. I know I'm ready. I'm ready for some changes, and I'm going to do some things differently. There are a lot of things that I've done right, but then there are some things that I've heard one of my friends say, I could do better. Not necessarily did them wrong, but I could do them better. You know, it may not have been the way that anyone else would have done it. It may not have been as successful for me as I would have liked, but if I would have done some things better or some things differently, then how would the outcome be for me? Would it be greater? So grow you, empower you, go get yours. What is it you want? And what are some major areas in your life? What are some major areas in your life that you're wanting that difference to be in? And we went through that list. Do you want the income? Those are major areas. We need income. You can't do be too much without it. It takes money to make money. You got to have income or some type of revenue in order for you to have a house, a car. You know, when you're sick, your health, you got to pay the doctor. You got to pay for the surgeons and anesthetists. You got to pay your dentist, vision, you got all these different things that you need for your health that you have to get done. Healthcare in general, it's a major bill in itself, just having coverage. Your family, you know, you have to have coverage for them. You have to worry about their concerns and their children, the student. Maybe you have kids who are in school. there's so many areas that you need to focus on. So it brings about a lot of pressure. That's a major area in your life. And relationships with friends, you got people tell you, don't hang out no more. You know, where you at? Why are you not doing this no more? You know, we don't see you. All you're doing right now is you're swamped with this and you're wasting your time with that. You know, and they want to pull you away from your purpose, your plan, your vision, your dreams. And don't allow that to happen. Don't allow that to happen. Communicate with them and convey to them that, hey, you know, I support you in what you're doing, and I listen to you with your situations and your problems, and it may be about their family. It may be about their income. It may even be about their health. But you are focusing on your business. So if you can listen to them for hours on end about their situations that they're not willing to do anything about, the least that they can do is allow you to share with them your vision and your dreams about what you want to do to move. They can't support that. Ladies and gentlemen, rethink your circle. And I know that sounds harsh, not saying to disconnect with them completely, but you might want to handle them differently, okay? So these are some major areas in your life that need some attending for 2017. Prayerfully, we will all make it through and see it. You know, we'll see the first of the year and we'll see the end of the year. And we will be able to go through those 12 months, those 360, I think it's 65 days. We might be in another leap year. I can't remember. But we want you to be able to move through. So, yeah, 365 days will be to accomplish whatever God has for you. But you got to be willing to make some changes. You have to do your part. You can't always expect God to do everything, though he has the plan. And he knows and he can give you the assignment and he can equip you. But guess what? You perish because of lack of knowledge. So you still got to learn and educate yourself in some of the areas and situations in which we want to put ourselves in. Do you want a position on your job? Do you know all of the ins and outs, the qualifications? You know, do you meet them? Do you exceed them? You know, are you a people person? If you're looking to move up, you have to be a people person. You have to be able to understand and deal with people with different personalities and characteristics. So your circle of people may be prepping you for that. You know, your friends and your family members, you got some folks that don't want to work. Maybe you got some people who are lazy. Maybe you got some overachievers. You got some underachievers. You got some people with self issues, self-esteem issues. You have some people who are disabled, like myself. And you have people who want to work and can't, like myself. You know, you just have these handicaps. And I don't want to call them disabilities. You have handicaps in your life that are keeping you from what you believe is meeting your goal. But God can still do anything, and we have to believe that. You honestly truly have to believe that. We put a lot out there and we say a lot of things about who God is, and he's great and he's amazing and he can do anything my God can, and he owns the cattle of a thousand hills, and, you know, streets paved with gold. We'll do that little say-so. But when it comes to us trusting him with the plan that he has for us, we doubt him. We don't feel that we can attain it, we can accomplish it. Without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing, no matter how big or small. Without him, we can't do anything. So let those relationships be what they are. Build and grow you spiritually so that you can handle the net worth, the revenue that God has for you, the abundance, the finances that he wants to bless you with. Sometimes people in your circle, he's not trying to give them that blessing, and he knows that you would definitely share it. Not saying that God is that kind of God, spiteful or whatever, but ladies and gentlemen, think about it. There's some places that some people are just not going to be able to go. Moses wasn't able to go to the promised land. We have to understand, and I know we look at some things and we want to take scriptures, but there are some people are not going to be able to go to some places that you're being led to go, and you're being led by your spirit within. We now have access to God. If you have ears, the word says, he who has ears, let him hear, and we need to be willing to speak in his behalf also. Okay, it doesn't mean that you're going to be a preacher. Everybody that I meet my calling, and you feel like that you're supposed to be a preacher. Well, you could just be a motivational speaker. You know, there are spiritual motivational speakers. You can still do activities at your home church. You don't have to leave and abandon your church to speak on something. People can invite you to their events and their school events. There are nonprofit cause events that you can speak in behalf of that situation or scenario because you've dealt with it. You've gone through it. You're become an assistant to an advocate until you're able to become that advocate. There are a lot of ins and outs to to things like that, ladies and gentlemen. We want to just get on a bandwagon and go do some things, but we have no knowledge. So we have to educate ourselves. It's very, very important. Your net worth can grow when you get the knowledge. You have to know how to work the money, let the money work for you, not just going and doing that hourly pay something. Find the value in you. Find the value in you, and God will give you the gift that he's giving you, the talents that he's giving you. Not everybody's going to be able to sing, dribble a ball, throw a ball, catch a ball, hit a ball with a tennis racket. You know, everyone tumble, whatever these extra sports and stuff, everybody's not made to cut out to be that. Some people, as we know with the new movie coming out, I'm so excited about it, Hidden Figures, these ladies were of not higher learning. They just had a gift. God gave them the knowledge to be able to send people to space. Ladies and gentlemen, that's amazing. So God has gifts in individuals, and we need to stop criticizing and scrutinizing individuals who are so-called tech geeks. You know, we numbers people. That's what I do. But businesses and corporations would fall if it weren't for those who were responsible for their finances, you know, keeping their books in order, because taxes come through and the government don't play when it comes to your taxes. Little, small, I don't care how big or small, you're going to have to keep your books in order. Because at some point you're going to get audited, and you got to be able to understand that, know the ins and outs. If it's nothing but the basics, if you're looking to be big and successful and have millions and millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, know how you can work that money. Get involved in a cause organization. Find some in your community. There's people who need all the time in your community. It doesn't necessarily have to be people who are sick or you're trying to bury somebody. There are individuals who are alive and well who are not poverty-stricken, but they have come across hard times. Seek those individuals out and be a blessing to them. That one-time blessing of $1,000 could take a family over a hump that could get them through. You don't even know. $1,000 to somebody is a lot of money. And if they know how to manage that money, guess what? It's going to benefit them. It's going to benefit them on a level that's just unimaginable. And a lot of people, I ain't giving nobody no $1,000. They doing better than me. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know the struggles. They may not have any food in their house. They may not have clothes. They may not have a coat. They may not have shoes. Little things. May not be able to go get their medications for their kids. Little things. So we need to be willing and know that that's something that we're going to grow to be a blessing for people. Just remember, stop people-pleasing, okay? Develop and inspire your own strong passion with emotion. And as you can hear, I get passionate about helping people to be greater. So don't people please. You do what God has for you to do and handle it and do it well. You want people to make a decision about you that is positive. Let them make a decision about you by you being passionate in what you're doing. It's okay. Let them know it's okay that you're doing what you do. Let them see that it's all right. This is what God has for me. And what is for me is for me. To either love them, let them know they can either love you, they can hate you. It don't even matter. They let them be happy with you, or they can be angry with you. But they can laugh with you, or they can even cry with you, no matter what. But they need to make the decision about you. They need to make that decision. You have already decided. You're moving forward, and you're making some choices in your own life. So no matter what the outcome, stop being new. Stop people-pleasing. Stop getting to the place where you're so concerned about other people that you forget about what God wants for you. Stay committed, make a stand, and get others excited about what it is that you have to offer in order that you may go get your blessing. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Minds, and we're So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising your standards. Have an amazing day.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be.